This week, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has been campaigning on the concerns of the middle class. Today, he shifted his focus to those near the bottom of the economic ladder, the 7 million workers who earn the minimum wage. At a stop in suburban Washington, D.C., Senator Kerry accused President Bush of neglecting those workers, and he called for a hike in the minimum wage. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Across the Potomac River from his own official workplace at the U.S. Capitol, Kerry discussed the lowest legal wage with several dozen union workers, local politicians, and low-wage workers at Northern Virginia Community College in Alexandria, Virginia.
We are today here at this community college in the year 2004 living with a minimum wage that is lower in value than it's been at any time since 1949 when Harry Truman was president. That's unacceptable, that's wrong, and I'm going to change that with your help.
Kerry pointed out the minimum wage of $5.15 an hour has not changed since 1997.
Today, I am proposing that we raise the minimum wage by the year 2007 to $7 an hour so people in America can get by and get out of poverty.
Kerry's aides say 7 million minimum wage earners would directly benefit from such a 36% wage hike, adding $3,800 a year to their income. Kerry contrasted his own concern about raising that wage with President Bush's record in the White House.
Don't you think, as an American value of fairness, that if a president can go out and fight for 4 years to provide over $1 trillion of tax cuts to the wealthiest people in America, we can fight for a few months to raise the minimum wage for the poorest people in America?
But Bush-Cheney re-election campaign spokesman Taylor Griffin said the president, too, would like to see the minimum wage raised.
The president is willing to consider any reasonable proposal that phases in an increase over an extended period of time, provided it would not place unreasonable costs on small businesses and other job creators.
Kerry did not find anyone attending his campaign stop today who actually earned the minimum wage, but a woman named Wendy told him she makes $7 an hour, the level Kerry proposes. Kerry then asked her whether she has health insurance.
No, I don't.
Does that worry you?
Yeah.
Have you gotten sick? Have you had any problems that have required medical attention?
No.
So you've just been lucky.
Yeah.
So you're living with the Bush plan, which is pray you don't get sick. Okay.
At the end of the rally, Kerry seized on a question about Homeland Security to get in one more jab at his rival by pointing out a key finding of the 9/11 Commission this week.
Often the president, the vice president, have talked of terror, global war on terror and so forth. We now know from the report that we've just gotten, the early parts of the report, that their linkages of al-Qaeda in Iraq, et cetera, have now been found to be discounted by this commission that's looking at it.
Kerry leaves the campaign trail this weekend to spend Father's Day with his family at his wife's vacation home on Nantucket Island. David Wellner, NPR News.